Welcome to the Hatch podcast for Hive.
I am Jade from Sheffield Young Writers, and this is my piece of flash fiction. It's called Immortal. He looks at me and he's a god. Eyes wide open, pupils drinking in the world. Not gentle, downing it, necking it, thirsty like doing pints, greedy for the world. And he smiles like a mask, electric. Electric like his blue eyes, his greedy blue electric eyes. And he bares his teeth like a snarl, except he's grinning, ecstatic and savage, a slash of white teeth like the sun on a blade. He laughs, swift like a thundering waterfall, like sunlight exploding, free like an eagle in flight. And your skin tingles with the need to be a part of it, of him, of whatever it is he has. And his softest whisper screams, I dare you, like a challenge you cannot refuse, an order you must obey, a tune you must follow. And the air holds its breath in anticipation, and he flies, arms wide, like here I am. His electric eyes scream, this is mine, this world is mine. And you think, this is it, I need this. So following, you step forth over empty air. And his hair is swirls of as soft as clouds, and he throws his head back to the heavens and shouts, like flying with the wind in your ears, the deafening sound of nothing, like a battle cry to shake the earth, a laugh of pure joy. Then he teeters, and he is suspended in air. Sparks flash as his feet slip. He falls like a stone, a streak across the sky, a bolt of energy, lightning. And he lands like thunder. You see, he wasn't electric, only made of flesh. You stumble and grasp the bridge support. Gasp, but don't cry. After all, he was only mortal. And here is my piece of flash fiction. It's called How It Ends. This is how it ends. The breath leaves you in glowing pearls of light, dancing through the great blue expanse all around you. And you're falling still, and you will fall forever. The fall stretches below you to a lightless void. You turn, and you see a dark shape creep across the glowing light. The shadow slinks through space towards you, and then it's upon you. The world turns grey. Your fingers slowly stop trying to drag you towards the light, and your hair sways in front of your eyes, like a meadow in the breeze, and you peer through the curtain, through the gloom. You think, why can that fly when I cannot? You think, what a strange-shaped bird. You look for the light, you see a flash, your head twists towards it, and suddenly your eyes are pierced with burning light, and your head hurts, and your chest hurts, and for the first time you realize you can't breathe. You start to panic, you twist about, the world grows darker, it starts to fade. A shape falls from you, your closing eyes track it as the world turns black. Your dying world is split by shouts from above, and you realise you are falling in reverse. And this is a poem called She's the King. She was the king of wild things. She forced dog roses to attention. She hacked sweet peas into shape. She commanded armies of oxeye daisies, and mocks carpeted the twisted path she took. The sun crowned her in gold. The earth fell in soft green folds around her. She gave water in dry summers, and so the plants adored her. She had blades the grey of storm clouds, and so the plants feared her. She had thousands of handmaidens, bees in apple blossoms and butterflies on poppies. She was king and also servant. She knelt in her domain, bowed over nettles and brambles, slowly delivering her punishment. This was her kingdom, and she was king.